sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. As I talked about it earlier, he went to court against Dominion, and the jury awarded a huge multi-million dollar penalty fine against Mike Lindell and his company, MyPillow. As a result, his legal team is appealing that jury's decision, taking it to an appellate court, willing to take it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, in light of this letter that Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf sent to the president, sent to Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and many others in Washington, D.C., claiming to have evidence from a Venezuelan whistleblower that some of these lawsuits might be overturned. But in the meantime, Mike Lindell needs money to pay his attorneys. As a sponsor of the show for many years, we love his products. We use his products every day. I have a pair of the slippers on right now. Most comfortable slippers I've ever owned, ever. Now, one of the things that you can do is to help Mike raise money, as well as bless yourself with some great products. Love their towels. Love the Giza Dream Sheets. Love the new MyPillow 2.0, the mattress topper. Don't ever buy a new mattress for any bed in your house. Just get a topper for it. Fantastic products. Go to MyPillow.com. Put everything that you want in a shopping cart. Go to checkout and see how much it's going to cost retail. Then put in the promo code TruckerRandy. One word, no space. And hit apply. You can see for yourself that you're going to get 50, 60, 70, 80% off some products, plus free shipping. Now, the other way to do it, if you're not comfortable doing it online, is you can call the Trucker Randy operator. The phone number is 800-654-9659. That phone number is dedicated to an operator that will have the Trucker Randy promo code already pulled up in their computer. Tell them what you're looking for. Talk to them about towels, slippers, whatever you want. And then they'll tell you the retail price, and then they'll tell you the Trucker Randy discounted price. That number, 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Or better yet, just text me at my number, MP, for MyPillow. And I have a screenshot of this information, the 800 number, the website, MyPillow.com, and the promo code, TruckerRandy, no space. My phone will auto-reply back to you and send you the MyPillow contact information, promo code, phone number, all of it. Love their products. He's got a late summer sale happening right now. Take advantage of it. Get some great products as we're heading into fall. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, focusing on Michigan news and Michigan politics. There is a bill that has gone through committee, House Bill 4664. This was put forward by the sponsor, State Representative Alicia St. Germain, Republican of Harrison Township. during a House Judiciary Committee hearing, she showed two TikTok videos as well as a news clip to set the stage for the discussion on her bill. Those videos and the news clip showed protesters obstructing traffic as part of their demonstration. Well, the bill, House Bill 4664, creates a misdemeanor punishable by 93 days in jail and up to a $5,000 fine if an individual is obstructing traffic during a protest. St. Germain played three clips for the committee, one of which showed an instance that took place here in Michigan, in which protesters are seen obstructing traffic by sitting down, laying down, blocking a roadway. In one case, being run over by a vehicle. Well, the caption on the TikTok video here in Michigan said, "Protesters regret identifying as a speed bump." The video also had Drop Top by Chisel Sherlock playing over it. St. Germain said what's happening in these videos is that protesters are holding drivers hostage or holding them in false imprisonment by blocking roadways as part of their protest. One angry commuter actually got out of his vehicle and physically dragged protesters across asphalt so that cars could get by. Once the cars started moving through the intersection, the protesters tried to run back out in front of moving vehicles and were struck. Well, the drivers drove off. These protesters claimed that they were hit and run, got the license plate of the driver, and want charges brought against them. Germain was asked the other day, "Why do you want to introduce this bill?" Well, in some of these videos, they're way worse than what we've illustrated, St. Germain said. "It's about law and order and keeping everybody safe, not just the drivers, but as you can see, the people in the road. These people are sitting, laying, and blocking traffic with their bodies." Well, Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido said protests permits do not apply to assembling on roadways. And when that starts, it creates a safety hazard, especially for EMS, police, and fire department vehicles. "It's hindering motorists who have a lawful right to travel on a roadway that's open to the public." Well, current law states that if an individual blocks, obstructs, impedes, or otherwise interferes with traffic, faces only a civil infraction and up to a $100 fine. Kyle Zawacki, the Michigan Legislative Director for the American Civil Liberties Union, said his organization is deeply concerned with the bill that would subject protesters to jail time and fines. "Demonstrations on public streets have long been utilized for political speech, marches, rallies, protests. All require physical space to occupy in order to exist. Michigan highways do not exist in a vacuum. And vehicular blockades, are not a new form of protest. Neither is the government's frequent attempts to suppress these public demonstrations and silence dissent through police and legal intimidation." The Wacky made the point that driving is not a constitutional right in the way that freedom of assembly is. and the hazardous impeding of traffic is already a civil infraction. Dwacky said these bills create a chilling effect for protesters. Well, I'm going to stop right there. There are plenty of other public properties that protesters have full access to. Sidewalks, walking back and forth in front of private stores, businesses, protests. It happens all the time. However, when you step out into traffic, you could potentially be killed. This is not just to prevent you, Sir Kyle, from protesting. Absolutely understand fully our Constitution, probably better than you do. Freedom of assembly does not give you the right to be causing traffic hazards. Does not say in our First Amendment, the freedom of assembly includes sitting in front of traffic. Sorry, it's not in there. So if you want to walk on a bridge, if you want to walk in a road, if you want to do whatever you want to do, that's fine and good. But understand, the people driving the vehicles innocently may not see you. But yet if they hit you, you're going to try to press charges against them for vehicular manslaughter because you killed somebody or maybe only injured them, and then you're going to seek medical reimbursement. It's got to stop. He uses the example that over 50 years ago in Selma, Alabama, John Lewis led a band of citizens that inspired a nation. The inconveniences of that march paled in comparison to the injustices inflicted over centuries of discrimination. My voice, my throat's closing up on this one. This guy seriously is going to use the march on the Selma Bridge in Alabama to these protesters for whatever cause they're protesting for. Injustices inflicted over centuries of discrimination. Our country is now a better place thanks to the good trouble those men and women caused. The behavior and activities this bill is aimed at are already well addressed in law. There are time and place and manner and restrictions on assemblies to protect both the public and the protesters. There's no evidence that I'm aware of that shows criminalizing currently protected speech in assemblies would have any deterrent on criminal activity. What is well documented is the chilling effect of enhanced criminal penalties on speech, said Dwacky. Okay, Kyle. First of all, it's not in any way, shape, or form putting a criminal penalties on speech. You can say whatever you want to say. Now, if you're saying sitting in a roadway is a form of speech, I'm saying you obviously don't know what you're talking about. Speech is very clear. Very clear. Say whatever you want. Even though it comes with restrictions on it. You can't go into a movie theater, a packed movie theater, and scream fire, causing a stampede with people getting hurt. You can't do it, even though you used your words to say fire. But if you're going to sit in a major thoroughfare and go into an intersection where you're sitting down, and I'm sorry, but in a semi-truck, you can't always see what's directly in front of your bumper. Some of these newer, bigger pickups, you don't see what's right in front of you. People are going to get run over, as one did here in Michigan already. The story doesn't say whether or not the person died or whether they were seriously injured or not, but they were run over. So, let's see if the Senate Democrats support the bill. Let's see if the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signs it. But it's a Republican bill in the House, and we'll see where this goes. We'll put it on our list of bills to follow up on. House Bill 4664. And again, folks, anytime you want to look up any of these House bills or Senate bills I talk about on the radio, there's a website, searchable database website, miformichiganvotes.org. So if you go to that website, mivotes.org, all you have to do is put in a Senate bill number or a House bill number. So let's do it real quick. Let's search legislation. And let's put in House Bill 4664. Hit enter. Civil rights, speech, and assembly. Blocking a state highway while participating in assembly of individuals. Prohibit and provides for misdemeanor and a fine. Introduced by State Representative Alicia St. Germain, Republican District 62, has 32 co-sponsors. Referred to the Committee on Judiciary back on June 17th. Well, the hearing was yesterday. The analysis, House Bill 4664 amends the Michigan Vehicle Code to increase penalties for obstructing traffic during group assemblies on highways while maintaining regulated exceptions for charitable and civic fundraising activity. That, of course, is something that if you're doing a march, a rally, anything like that in a public roadway, usually those type of activities, the roads are closed off to vehicles. You're allowed to walk on a public road. So that's how you look up a bill in Michigan. This is a service provided to us by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy out of Midland. Love those guys. They do great work. But anytime you want to look something up, mivotes.org, go up to the search bar and just type in the House bill number or the Senate bill, HB number and the SB number. And hit search, and it'll show you the legislation. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.